Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Off the ball.
Rugby.
I think there's a bit of a concern around, you know, are we ever going to break America with rugby? It's like not in a big way. Not in a big way. They're American football obsessed.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Welcome to Off the Ball's Friday offering here in this breakfast show. 0879-180-180 on WhatsApp. Or get us on YouTube, type in Off the Ball, click the thumbnail. And you'll see four people looking back at you. If you Google Sligo, you'll discover that the Gaelic name of the county means place of shells. Of course, his connection to W.B. Yeats is eternal, as he is buried there. Would this show be buried without the man to my right? One thing's for certain, it would certainly be a shell of its former self. Mm. Good morning, Arthur J.O.D.
There's some confusion over whether it's his body or not.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I visited the grave.
It's lovely.
It's a thing to do in Sligo.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's lovely. Lovely part of the world, but whether it is or it is not him, who knows?
Let us know. 0879-180-180.
He's a strong affiliation from where I'm from as well.
We don't know who that is yet. I'll tell you who that is, right? Horses, fashion, dogs. It's hard to truly encapsulate the woman to my left in a neat paragraph. The only undisputed association with this broadcaster is that Scully Duggery will be guaranteed. It's the Galway girl herself. The warmest of welcome back to the show to Megan Scuddy.
Mila Mila Magath, delighted to be back here with you all. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. And of course, there's ABC, CNN, and so on.
Are you just doing this off the cuff now? You didn't have an intro for me. It's pretty, yeah, I can see it on
but
your
But there's only one form of three letters that I love the most. Mm-hmm. And that's DSN.
It's very nice.
And RTV.
I like that because that's the most genuine. You just came up with that.
And they're all authentic. Mm. You know, they're all authentic. It's just, it's writing a speech or it's going off the cuff, but it's meant in there. If I had time to write it, it would have been the same thing. Trust me. You're very welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Don't ever forget it.
Appreciate it.
How's everyone?
Good.
Anima.
Yeah. I was walking in this morning and I saw the front page of one of the tabloids.
That's very, very Jerry Ryan.
and The Traitors was front page.
Amazing.
And this guy texts saying, it's the best TV show I've ever seen.
It's pretty good.
Can I confide in you what? In this circle of trust?
Oh, go on.
Really trust you people with my life. All of you in here with me. Never seen Traitors.
I haven't either.
Do you know what though?
I don't even know. Everyone, everyone's betraying each other.
You'd thrive in it.
Betraying.
No, you would thrive in it.
Would he be...
is that an insult?
No.
Would he be a traitor thing?
Yeah.
Good trader?
I think he'd be extremely effective.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do a job for you?
Yeah.
Off the bench?
No. Right from the get-go.
Have you watched The Celebrity, that's the version you're watching?
That's what I was watching, yeah.
So the first version I've ever watched is the Irish one this time.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to say, I was hooked. Yeah. Do you know what the hardest thing for me, though, during The Traitors, especially watching the Irish one, was if I missed an episode to stay off social media because it was just, it was all spoilers. I said, come on, like, at least give us a warning, spoiler alert, who's going to be banished or who's going to be there.
I think last night they were expecting 16 million viewers.
Wow.
Which in this day and age,
Arthur. Which gives you a good kind
some
of...
Some going, isn't it?
Who's there? It was also on BBC.
Joe Marler was in it, isn't he?
Yeah.
He was loved.
Yeah, he was brilliant. It was brilliant.
I think I saw an article about his Irish roots. Was there something?
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Does someone try to claim him? Were we trying to...
Yeah, we've tried to claim a few of their props over the years. Is it over?
Finished last night. All done and dusted. I don't know if it's...
Interesting, I didn't see who the winner was. I've been on social media since half five this morning.
But...
How do you win, though? Like, because I understand the concept. I watched the Irish version to a point, but then it got spoiled on me. So I stopped watching it. How do you win?
Does
it come down to two people?
Exposition. It comes down to a final four. And then you basically, there's one last vote. And then everyone has these things they throw in if they want to quit the game or stop or keep voting. And effectively, when everyone goes, oh, I want to quit the game, that's fine. And whoever's left, if it's all faithfuls left, they split the money. If it's two faithfuls and a traitor, as was the case, the traitor gets everything.
See, that's what I think is kind of funny. It's like, the treasurer wins the whole pot.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's very backstabbing and, I can see why so many people fall out after it, during it and after it, because it's just it's tough.
I'm concerned for humanity that everyone loves this so much. It's about backstabbing.
It's just gripping TV, though. It's great TV. It's not real. It's a game.
You have to be a good liar, though. We used to play a version of it in college. We used to always play. I was always the first one out because I couldn't lie to save my life. So if I was, we used to call it Wolves and Villagers. If I was a wolf, I was just gone because I would straight away. I just look at. We'd put piece of paper. I'd pick up a piece of paper and I'd see it and I go, and they'd all be like Megan's wolf and I'm like, sugar.
Yeah.
Useless at it. I cry as well. I think all the time. If everyone picked on me, I'd be gone.
Those round tables are brutal.
You do watch.
I saw the Irish version.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't watch the celebrities.
No, it's taken over the world here. Front page of the Irish Sun, the top half of it anyway. Good crack. Dublin Zoo rocked by sex claims, and then the joy of specs. And it's Alan Carr.
Oh, there he is.
Alan Carr traders.
Spoiler alert.
Now on a back page, is it? It says right here. Everyone's going to see it. The back page, that you're all here for, isn't it? Evan, help us. So, Hamer Hagrinson named his Republic of Ireland squad yesterday for the Portugal and Hungary games. So, the Portugal game is next Thursday at the Aviva Stadium. Then we're away to Hungary. Basically, we need what? Minimum 4 points here to salvage anything at all whatsoever? Yeah. Basically, right? So, the squad was named, and I'm sure you've all seen it before. I'm sure there's a certain name that's of huge interest. But Evan Ferguson is actually named among the attackers, even though he's unfit. So, among the defenders, Seamus Coleman, Jacob Bryan, Darrow Shea, Nathan Collins, Liam Scales, John Egan, Ryan Manning, who I think his fitness is also questionable, Jimmy Dunn, and who the hell is this guy? Kevin O'Toole. There was in this day and age, when you have access to all this information and you think you know everything about everyone in sport, this news dropped yesterday in the office and everybody's looking around to be like, who is
everyone's
this guy?
Looking to Matthew.
Matthew on the green scene. Green scene. We trust Matthew, to give us all the information about Irish players.
Yeah.
Went over his head. So he got reprimanded heavily. Yeah. But he's out today. Suspended.
So where did he get spotted?
Who knows?
Well, it's a good question because, we're questioning Hamer Algrimson's scouting prowess and network.
Over in America. Burke did say last night in the show that is there an app or that website that they all have access to that they can watch?
I have genuinely no doubt that Hamer Algrimson is very well aware of anyone who's available to him. But it's this guy, so in this day and age, for a fella in his mid-20s, if you go on his Wikipedia for Kevin O'Toole, his position is defender, midfielder, forward, which is just beautiful. And he's solely a New York boy in terms of his football career. So he was at the Red Bulls, and now he's with New York City since 2022. I mean, this is, when this news dropped, it's probably the closest thing to when Hamer himself was appointed in terms of who's this guy, you know? So Kevin O'Toole went to Princeton.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's he studying under? Because that's
you have that information, don't you?
There was some international affairs element of it. Something like that.
Is it something to maybe get him into the international football scene?
Yeah. I don't think so, but... He did his...
Sorry, you have it here. The Kevin O'Toole's Princeton thesis title. Is that true? Is this real?
Yeah, that's real.
Should I stay or should I go? Clash reference. Analyzing the cases for and against United States humanitarian intervention and withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Wow.
This guy has layers to him.
Well, clever, Princeton is one of the hardest universities in the United States to get into. You either get in by, I think, brains or else your family have been donors for... years and years.
It's Ivy League, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of the top.
And those who went to Princeton will tell you all about it.
They won't even tell you your name. They'll be like, hi, I went to Princeton, or hi, I go to Princeton. I've experienced that firsthand.
But this guy, his football prowess is interesting. Because you say prowess, we don't know much about him. But he's played against Messi in MLS. And his sister, Gillian, of course, plays for Treaty.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
But what I have next to Kevin O'Toole here is James McLean ? I mean, McLean must be livid here.
There's a few names, isn't there? Josh Honohan as well. Like, they feel very hard done by, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get to Johnny Kenny's omission, but that side of the pitch, look, Hamer was quite open about it. They lack depth in left back / left wing back, which is true, because we were only speculating earlier this week who's going to play there. With Callum O'Dowda, Ryan Manning unavailable, and Matt Doherty's injured. Was it going to be Seamus Coleman out of position, or Liam Scales probably two advanced and two out wide?
Yeah.
And then up steps Kevin O'Toole. I don't know what you make of it. What you make of the whole thing?
It's hard to make a judgment on him without seeing him.
Yeah.
I literally know nothing.
No, it's not Kevin O'Toole, it's more the squad.
But it's a bit of a slap in the face. Like, I'd be loath to take any insult on the League of Ireland's behalf. But you can't be telling me there's nobody in the league that could do the job that he's been asked to do. I mean, odds are, we don't get through, Hamer goes, we never hear of Kevin O'Toole again. Odds, realistically, it's no slight against him. Probably won't happen. But it's mad. It's a mad old way to be doing it. Introducing someone in who has nobody in the squad will know him. He'll know nobody. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, and he's like, yeah, so I mean, people are late bloomers and whatever else, and developers, and I think he's already kind of upset odds, kind of looking into it yesterday, by the fact, I'm not sure how many of those guys who come in by the draft kind of thrive. And he seems to have really, he's got himself a professional career out of it. Like, so he's obviously a high achiever, and as you're saying, there's lots of, he's a multifaceted kind of person, but it's mad. Like, it's international football against one of the best teams in the world.
Inconsistency.
And, like, it's nuts. Like, it's absolutely nuts that you wouldn't pick someone from Ireland if it's a case that you're just like, what are we doing? Like, what is going on? I don't know. It's the last kick out of a kind of dying regime anyway.
I think, like, as you like just even said there, it's like yesterday in the office, everyone looked around and said, who is he? And it's nothing against him. Like, fair play to him. He's probably, obviously, it's great for him and his family. His grandfather, I think, is Irish. So his sister obviously plays with Treaty. So, you know, I'm sure for them, it's a huge, proud moment. But again, it's the inconsistency. And it's what you're saying there. It's like, you know, it's all these chopping and changing. And it's kind of like, it doesn't seem like the right time to be doing all this, like, chopping and changing. As you mentioned, before you play, like, one of the best teams in the world, it's like, you kind of have to wonder what is the thought process there. And now look, maybe he's going to turn out to be the superstar that we needed. We'll all be swallowing our words. I don't know about that though, but yeah, it's like, and then even looking at the squad and all the injuries and then there's suspensions, and it's kind of like, who actually is available to play? Like, who can we put forward?
That's the thing, he might actually end up playing. Like, we only really have one left back as it is. Now we have Kevin O'Toole, who's now the second option in that position. So you have Liam Scales, people have been hesitant to put in that position. As it is, say if Scales is carrying any sort of injury and can't play, Kevin O'Toole starts for Ireland against Portugal.
It's just such a mad slap in the face even to all the development that's done here. It's like, you see the under-17s and they're out, and I'm not sitting here bringing 17, a 16-year-old, but like, you see the 17, you see the work that's going on there, great win in the week.
Yeah.
And to just go outside that for a guy that's like, and they said, I know he said about things that's like, oh, we've been looking at him for a year or whatever else, and clearance, and I'm sure there's like a long list of hundreds of players who are kind of, we're looking at, but like, It's just like it's madness. Like, it's absolutely madness. And it's just, I don't know, I think the lack of furore around it is just kind of emblematic of, well, this will be over in about 10 days' time. So then we don't have to think about Hamer again.
If people haven't seen this, the rest of the squad, the midfielders listed, Josh Cullen, Jack Taylor, Jason Malumbi, Finn Azaz, Connor Coventry, Mark Sykes, and Andrew Moran, another MLS player. And then up front, on the squad list is Evan Ferguson, Adamita, Troy Parrott, Mikey Johnson, Chiodose Ogbene, and Festi Abasele, with the goalkeepers Quevin Keller, Gavin Bazuna, and Mark Travers. So midfield and above is not bad. I was just thinking there when we were chatting, because of the lack of wing back options, like he's hardly going to go for a back three all of a sudden. The problem with the back three is then you're going to have to leave out someone fairly prominent, because you have Seamus Coleman, Jacob Ryan, Dara O'Shea, Nathan Collins, Liam Scales would all be vouching for three positions.
He will go for back three, won't he? Well, back five, effectively.
Back three, but then the five would be like five actual midfielders rather than wing backs, if you get me.
Oh, sorry. Well, they'll have to be defenders. Like, it'll be a five, I suppose, advancing into three the odd occasion we get out of our half. But he'll definitely go three at the back.
In my world, I'm thinking, say, I'll just pick three. So argument, say, Collins, O'Brien, and O'Shea,
yeah.
And then what I'm getting at there is the midfield, it would like literally be like Cullen, Taylor, Malumbi, Coventry, Azaz, for example.
Cullen not out.
And just, he's on the list.
So yeah, but
Malumbi suspended, all right.
I thought Cullen was suspended. I thought he got suspended.
Cullen is...
Cullen was suspended, was he?
Jason Knightson. So that's what I mean, like that he'd pack out the midfield with five actual midfielders and then put two actual up front, be like, because we don't have wing backs, we don't have a good option on the left. Now, I don't think he's going to do that.
No.
He's going to play his five defenders, which would mean from the list available, the most likely five that he'll play is the same back three with, like, Seamus Coleman going to have to do a job at right wing back against Portugal, having not played for Everton since the last window.
He'll probably put O'Brien out there again. And
O'Brien
put Coleman
on the right,
at the edge of the thing.
And then, Coleman, O'Shea, Collins, and then the left side, he might have to say to Liam Scales, we're going to have to do a job for us.
Yeah, it'll be
Or if Ryan Manning's fit.
Is Manning not suspended as well?
Manning's suspended.
Oh yeah, so he's in the list for the Hungry Games.
Yeah. So okay. Who's actually available?
No, everyone on the list is available in sub points, but there's mix and match.
Who's actually available for Thursday?
Thursday is...
taking out all the injuries and the suspensions.
Left wing back option on Thursday.
It's Liam Scales.
Is Liam Scales or the new boy?
O'Toole.
Unless you're playing Coleman on the left, but then he's playing on the right legs.
But Coleman's playing left, once for Everton in the League Cup against Wolves this season.
Didn't Coleman play? Coleman played on the right of the three against Portugal.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any question.
Those three, and the right back, fine. It's the left back.
It's just my
one theory to get behind the whole problem with the left side would be the package with actual midfielders in the five, but he's not going to do that.
No, I wouldn't. No. Who are you playing in midfield? Are those lads? Like, Jack Taylor probably plays, isn't he?
Yeah, probably, yeah. I don't know. We don't know what Conor Coven should be like in a game like this.
I'd like to see him play Andrew Moran, to be honest.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, but I don't think. You know, when you ask me what I think it will be, I'm picking his team, not mine. I don't think he's going to pick Andrew Moran. No chance.
It
doesn't fill you with confidence because everyone knows this is about to finish up. I mean, this is it, isn't it? Like, if he was going fine and he threw in Kevin O'Toole to the squad, he'd be like, Jesus, that's a left wing option, literally.
That we've no one else there really apart from Scalesy.
There is things. Sorry, I know there's a lot of furore as well, obviously, about Johnny Kenny not getting in.
Yeah,
I'd have a little bit more sympathy with that because you're not going to pick Ferguson. Anita has, I think he's limited enough, but he has scored in this kind of thing, and then Parrott's flying. So I don't know where you're picking him. I don't know who you're dropping out instead.
Yeah.
It's harder.
But find a place for him though.
Well, who do you drop? Who do you leave out?
Do you have to drop someone?
Yeah, well, you have a limited squad. You can only pick like 23. Well, there's only going to be on the match day squad at most.
Whatever
it is, 20 odd. So you'd have to drop someone out. But so I don't know who you're leaving out. Like, it's that, I have a little bit more sympathy with that. Like, Johnny Kenny's had a great week.
He's been unlucky though, because the last few squad announcements, there's only been like four midfielders. Now there's seven there.
Yeah.
So he's probably a little bit unlucky in that there's just more numbers in midfield, so there's less attackers being picked, but he's probably feeling a bit of grief this morning or last night.
For sure, look, be great crack.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Last night's Conference League's Irish involvement. So Shamrock Rovers, hell of a point to get. So that's $133,000 in the bank with that point in Greece last night against Elk Athens. For context, winning the League of Ireland gets you about, what, 120k? So they've already made more money from this point in Europe than they would winning their own domestic championship. It was actually a fairly strong team that they picked, so we knew that Gaffney and Onan weren't going to be there. Graham Burke had a fine game. He scored the penalty after 21 minutes. And then they go all the way till injury time till they concede their own penalty, which was soft enough. I thought actually thought both penalties were soft, to be honest. Luka Jovic got the equaliser for AEK Athens. Remember him? Real Madrid?
Yeah, yeah.
Luka Jovic. So they break Shamrock Rovers' hearts. But speaking of broken hearts overall, Shells once again. So they entertain Drita in Tala. They nearly scored after 12 minutes directly from a corner. I don't know if you saw this. Harry Wood had a fine game. Scored very, very nearly scored directly from a corner. 5 minutes later, James Nair sent off straight red card, went to VAR. We're having a debate about this in the office. Have you seen this? I thought it was red. I had a big debate this morning that it wasn't. I thought it was. I thought he went over the top. And then after that, Meepo Adebeko had a gilt edge 1-on-1 opportunity. 35th minute, and he put it wide of the post. In the end, a 57th minute winner for Drita, deflected twice, Frank Lampard style, into the back of the net. And Drita breaks Shells' heart. So like a mixed night, because to get the Rovers get a point in Greece, I don't think anyone saw that coming. I think people actually feared a hammering after what AEK did to Aberdeen earlier in the tournament. So not bad.
It's probably more disappointing for Shells when they look across the water and see Rovers picking up points in Europe. That must make it, you know, even bigger of a heartbreak on a night like that.
Yeah, totally. And look, it's a hell of a motivating carrot for Rovers ahead of the cup final this weekend. It was like they went to Greece, they did that. That'd obviously be far superior than Cork City on paper.
Yeah.
Whereas Shells have these games to play out. That's it. It's like a post-season tournament for them. Elsewhere in the Europa League last night, Celtic, Martin O'Neill's Celtic, lost 3-1 at Midtjylland, who are top of the Europa League table. Afterwards, he was pushed very heavily by TNT about his future. Basically said he'll stay for as long as the club want him. Still a fairly chirpy mood, even though they lost. Nottingham Forest drew 0-0 away to Sturm Graz and Aston Villa. A lot of trouble around this game at Villa Park. They played Maccabi Tel Aviv. They won 2-0. Ian Matson and Danielle Mallon scored a penalty, but there were clashes beforehand, pro-Palestine and pro-Israel protests, I believe.
Sneak the team in.
Yeah.
In like a...
The Maccabi Tel Aviv team.
I think they brought them in like the Aston Villa team bus. That's like CNX.
Jeez. Yeah, grim enough, isn't it? Yeah. So there's your action last night. Now, you were chatting with Andy Farrell.
You and your colleagues. Briefly, yeah. Went to the presser yesterday after the squad announcement.
What did you say? The lads.
Will I go through the squad there?
Do
I, yeah. Yeah. So drop the squad
there.
We love
a bunch of Irish squads.
I love a squad. Love a squad. Japan game this weekend, obviously.
Yeah.
So changes were expected and changes did come. Andrew Porter, Ronan Kelleher, Thomas Clarkson, James Ryan, Tyke Byrne, Ryan Baird, Caelan Doris, Nick Timoney, Craig Casey, Jack Crowley, Jacob Stockdale, Robbie Henshaw, Tom Farrell.
Ooh.
Their boy.
First cap, Tommy O'Brien and Jamie Osborne.
I just can't believe that it's his debut.
Yeah.
I've not actually read it again yesterday. I was like, it's his debut. I was like, hardly, but it's, what's he, 33 now, is he?
32? He's the oldest back to make his debut for Ireland in the professional era.
Like, he is obviously playing unbelievable rugby and he deserves it, but he deserved his debut before this. I actually kind of forgot. I was like, how's he going to start now? How's he going to get his first Irish cap? And I know Farrell was saying that he was in
He was in six years ago. Yeah, he was called in. Never got capped.
Never got capped, yeah. And then he was released by Connacht a couple of years ago. I mean, you know, it wasn't like a coup from Munster necessarily at the time. But he's just been like, he's been unbelievable, especially this season. And it's great because so many people are calling for him. When I was at Devon Thorn earlier this week, he was like a hope beyond hope that Tom Farrell gets his game against Japan. And he was on social media this week, Devon Thorn, celebrating it. Well, so that's how much it means to people, like.
Well, I think we've been talking about that kind of lack of depth at 13. It's one of those positions, like 7 as well, where there's very little, or the options beyond that aren't obvious.
Yeah.
In that it's just Ringrose. And then if Ringrose goes down, then it's maybe probably Henshaw. And then beyond that, there's no one. So I don't think it's any harm to give someone like Tom Farrell his first start. Now, it is a bit bizarre that 6 years after he was first called into a squad, he's getting his first cap. It's like, how has that happened?
Yeah, suggests either something with him and he's kind of changed around his life and career, whatever, or it's a misstep on behalf of the management.
I think he just was unlucky in that there was three, if not four, centres there for so long that were at the top of their game, all in their primes, that occupied those positions. Now, he definitely was unlucky even last season to not get a look in, but he'll get his chance now at 32. Andy Farrell was talking about making his dream come true at the weekend, which was to play for Ireland. So that's a nice little moment there. Elsewhere in the squad, Jacob Stockdale.
Your boy.
Obviously. We actually do have a clip from the presser yesterday of Andy Farrell talking about Stockdale, if we want to play it there.
And he's not quite Royal for Rovers, but Jacob Stockdale's return to form. How big a miss is that?
Not quite similar to Tom, I know that, but it is similar in some ways, because there is a determined look on Jacob's attitude, his face, he's been in and around the group. He seems to have matured again tremendously. Seems to have had a word with himself. I think he's stripped things back and got down to what he's good at. He's been a handful, and he's shown his point of difference, and that's beating people and scoring tries. So I'm sure that he's been waiting for this chance to try and prove a point, and he gets that on Saturday.
He's 19 tries and 39 caps, Jacob Stockdale.
Yeah.
That's prolific enough, like, but then if you look at his history, so he scored against Japan in 2021.
Yeah.
Most recent game against them, that was the drubbing, was it 65 or something?
Yeah. The purple jerseys, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. They looked like a training jersey. Yeah. And he was involved, was it this time last year? Was the last time he played?
But then against Fiji, went off injured.
That's right, But it's just injuries, isn't it? But then when he is fit, he's still a massive question mark compared to the guy that was, you know, there. Yeah. It's 7 years ago, but the 2018 exploits were phenomenal.
Yeah, you mentioned injuries. He's been very unlucky. Mm. But then when he has come back and gotten that chance in the Ireland squad, he hasn't really proved himself. And even sometimes in an Ulster jersey, hasn't been amazing last few seasons, but this season he's been prolific, he's been brilliant. So I think he's been rewarded. This isn't just a let's see how you go on left wing, build some depth here, get some minutes into people. I think this is a reward for good form from Andy Farrell. I'm excited to see him play. You know my love for Stockdale, so always happy to see him included.
What's your love for Robbie Henshaw?
Robbie Henshaw, yeah, great player, obviously. Few eyebrows raised.
Coward.
I am a huge fan of Robbie Henshaw. I don't think he's in his best form, so I kind of thought it's interesting that he is getting the start. Now, Ringrose was unavailable for selection this weekend, so that might have played into a part of him getting put into the midfield. Maybe Tom Farrell wasn't a plan for him to get the start. Maybe Henshaw was going to play 13, or Bundiaki would have been there, who knows. But Henshaw starts this weekend, and there were some questions in the press yesterday about his inclusion, if you want to play that video there.
Robbie Henshaw wouldn't be someone that you would look past pretty quickly, would it? Because he's a world-class player. He was disappointed not to play last week, so we'll get a reaction from Robbie. I'm 100% sure of that. You know, Gary Ringrose would have been dying to take the field again this week, and he can't do that, so we'll get a bounce back from that. I've no doubt. These guys are top draw players who have proven that time and time again. And whilst they're in that type of frame of mind, then you certainly don't look past that, you know. But obviously, you you're keeping an eye on the possible ways and et cetera, you know, down the line.
Possible ways getting mentioned there at the end.
Yeah.
Not a good old boy.
He's in the 15s, is he?
He is, yeah. He starts the weekend. That's, I think a lot of people were nearly saying I'm more excited for that game.
Well, you're 15 team. This week and you're green 15 for that game. I was very excited about it.
Yeah. Well, I go through that squad quickly as well before we move on.
Yeah. For it, yeah.
Yeah. Michael Milne, Tom Stewart, captain, Tom O'Toole, Evan O'Connell, Darren Murray, Alex Soraka, Ryan Quinn, yep. Paul Boyle, Ben Murphy,
Paul Boyle,
Harry Byrne. I should have put Jack Murphy. That was such a good opportunity to do the siblings.
I don't like nepotism.
Shane Bolton, Dan Kelly, Jude Postlewaite, Robert Balakoon, and Michael Lowry.
That's a very exciting team.
It's arguably more exciting on paper.
So that's that is 5 o'clock on Saturday, I believe.
Is there a bit of a back and forth about the status of Henshaw, world class versus great versus good?
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people rate him as world class anymore. He definitely was a point where he was maybe around 2021 when he was starting for the Lions, that he was up there with the best in the world. I think his form for Leinster hasn't been of his standard over the last season or so, and I think a lot of people have recognised that, and I think that's the reaction that Andy Farrell's bringing, that he obviously trusts him.
Mm-hmm.
As a player, as an international player who's done it before and has performed for him time and time again, and they're obviously seeing a lot of him in training, so they're clearly picking him for a reason. They're not picking him just because they're mates or anything like that. I think he's picking him based on merit and whatever form he's bringing to training, but it will be interesting to see how he goes, because we do need to build a bit of depth there as well.
36-12, was it? Is that what you said for this?
I think I said, yeah. Was it 36-12, 34-12, something like that, yeah. Something like that. What do you think?
55-10.
That big, right?
Yeah.
I'd say we'd nearly be putting up a score like that, just because that's what South Africa were putting up against them, thereabouts, like, so.
We both think that Ireland can see 2 tries.
You're going 2 unconverted
tries. I'm going 2 unconverted, right. Out wide tries.
No fit in their kicker anyway. All right.
The class of 2019 is long gone, you know.
No tomorrow anymore.
Mm. We need to discuss Casey and Crowley.
Yeah?
Yeah, 100%.
I love when they're playing together. I just love watching them together. I think it's just their friendship, their camaraderie, and then they just spark off each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, like, well, you know, that's potentially the future for Ireland.
Yeah.
That's the point we were making during the week. Yeah, that's like, they actually just do need, it's great to see them get minutes, but they need minutes as well, because that could end up being, in a couple of years, the 9-10 for Ireland.
It was like when you had, when you were talking there about Henshaw, like Henshaw and Bundy, when they were at the partnership, it was just like exciting to watch. And I think Casey and Crowley, I just always love seeing the two of them together, because they just bring something as well. They just bring that extra layer of kind of a little bit more excitement.